For most of branding history, visual identity was the primary battlefield. The logo, the color palette, the typeface, the packaging, the ad. Brands poured extraordinary resources into how they looked because looking right was how you got chosen. Somebody saw your can on a shelf, your billboard on a highway, your banner on a website, and made a snap judgment that either opened or closed the door to a relationship. That surface still exists, it still matters, but there is a new surface now, and most brands have left it completely undesigned. Every brand operating in 2026 has a conversational presence, whether it built one deliberately or not. Customers are talking to chatbots. Prospects are asking AI assistants about products before they ever visit a website. Support interactions are happening through automated agents that represent the brand in thousands of simultaneous conversations. AI overview panels are summarizing what companies do and surfacing those summaries to people making purchasing decisions. The brand is speaking constantly in text through interfaces that have no logo and no color palette and no typeface, doing the work of impression management. What is left when you strip all of that away is the one thing most brands have never formally defined: voice. Visual identity and voice identity are not the same thing. Brand guidelines have existed for decades. Most companies with any marketing sophistication have them. Colors, logo usage, typography, imagery style, tone of voice, and marketing copy. The tone of voice section is usually the weakest part of the document. A handful of adjectives, some do and don't examples, a paragraph about what the brand personality means. It gets less attention than the color swatches because it is harder to specify and harder to enforce. In a world where the primary brand surface was visual, that weakness was survivable. The logo did most of the work. The design system held the identity together. The voice section was aspirational guidance that copywriters interpreted loosely and clients approved reluctantly. That world is gone. The primary brand surface for a growing percentage of customer interactions is now conversational. Text in, text out. No logo, no color, no layout, just language. And the language most brands are deploying in those interactions was never designed. It was defaulted, the generic, vaguely polite, slightly robotic voice that every AI platform produces when nobody has done the work of training it to sound like something specific. The result is a customer service experience that sounds like every other chatbot on the internet, polite, vaguely corporate, and completely forgettable. The scale problem. Here is the number that should reframe this urgency. A human agent might handle 40 conversations a day. An AI chatbot handles 400. If your voice is off, it is off at scale, and customers notice patterns faster than you think. 72% of customer experience leaders now expect AI agents to be a direct extension of their brand's identity, reflecting its values and voice in every interaction. That is not a nice to have. That is the baseline expectation in 2026. And yet most brands are deploying AI agents trained on generic data, tuned with generic prompts, speaking in a generic register that bears no resemblance to the identity their marketing team spent years building. Omnichannel chatbots that maintain consistent brand personality increase customer satisfaction by up to 35%. That is not a branding vanity metric. That is a measurable customer experience outcome driven entirely by whether the voice of the AI agent matches the voice of the brand it represents. The brands winning at AI customer service in 2026 are not the ones with the most advanced chatbot technology. They are the ones that treated conversational voice configuration with the same rigor they gave their logo, their color palette, and their brand guidelines. What AI native brand expression actually requires as a visual brand identity answers questions about how the brand looks. An AI native brand identity answers questions about how the brand speaks, thinks, and behaves in language, and those questions are more numerous, more specific, and more consequential than most brand teams have ever had to answer. What is the brand's sentence length in a conversational context? Does it speak in short, punchy exchanges or fuller explanations? How does the brand handle uncertainty? Does it admit what it does not know, or does it deflect? What is the brand's relationship with humor? Does it ever make a joke? And if so, what kind? How does the brand respond to frustration? What words does it never use? What phrases are distinctly its own? How formal or casual is it with someone who just arrived versus someone who has been a customer for 5 years? These are not abstract brand personality exercises. They are the specific decisions that determine whether an AI agent sounds like the brand it represents or sounds like every other AI agent, and they cannot be specified with adjectives. Friendly but professional is not a voice. It is a direction. A voice is the specific, reproducible way that direction gets expressed in actual language across every scenario the agent encounters. The future of AI in customer service will not belong to bots that sound the most human. It will belong to bots that sound the most useful, consistent, and accountable. The most sophisticated brand guidelines in the world are useless if they were written for a visual medium and never translated into the linguistic rules an AI system can actually execute. The new brand surface nobody is designing for. The conversational interface is not the only new surface. It is not even the most invisible one. When someone asks ChatGPT or Perplexity or Google's AI overview what a company does, the answer that comes back is a synthesis of everything those AI systems have indexed about the brand. The brand does not control that answer. It cannot approve it. It cannot design it. But it can influence it through the consistency, clarity, and specificity of the language it uses about itself across every surface where that language exists. Brands with a clear, consistent, specifically articulated identity get summarized accurately. Brands that are vague, inconsistent, or generic get summarized as vague, inconsistent, or generic. The AI is not inventing an identity. It is reflecting the one it found. This is the brand architecture problem of 2026 that almost no brand team is having yet. Your visual identity governs how you look on the surfaces you control. Your verbal identity governs how you are understood on the surfaces you do not. Most brands have invested heavily in the first and almost nothing in the second. What needs to be built? An AI-native brand expression system is not a chatbot configuration. It is a layer of identity infrastructure that sits underneath every AI-mediated customer interaction the brand has. It includes a voice specification precise enough that an AI system can reproduce the brand's register consistently across thousands of conversations without human intervention. It includes a lexicon of preferred and prohibited language. It includes a set of behavioral principles that govern how the brand handles the moments that reveal character, conflict, uncertainty, frustration, delight. It includes example conversations, not just example copy, because conversation has a different rhythm, a different structure, and a different set of failure modes than any other content format. Building this is not a design project. It is a brand strategy project with design implications, one that requires the same depth of thinking that a visual identity system requires, the same interrogation of what the brand actually is, what it actually stands for, and what makes it specifically different from every other brand operating in the same space. The difference is that the output is not a logo file and a color swatch. The output is a set of linguistic specifications precise enough to train an AI system to sound like something real. Most brands do not have this. Some brands are beginning to build it. The ones that get there first will own a competitive advantage in every AI-mediated customer interaction for years, because the brand that sounds like itself when nobody is watching at scale, in the medium where most customer relationships are now being formed and maintained, is the brand that compounds. I have built these systems myself for clients and for my own brand. The most direct example is the Josh Pears Gatekeeper, an AI voice agent built on 11 Labs with Claude as the underlying model, running on my own business line at 928 HI Pears. Every call to that number is answered by an agent trained to screen in my voice. Legitimate contacts get transferred live to my cell phone. Spam gets declined politely without ever ringing my phone. The agent knows how I speak what kinds of calls I take, and what language I would never use with a stranger. It is not a generic assistant answering on behalf of a name. It is a brand decision made explicit in code. This is how Josh Pears sounds when he is not in the room, and that is not an accident. Before that, at BeNice Productions, I built BeNice GPT on the OpenAI API as part of a broader brand system that extended the company's voice into AI-mediated interactions across customer touchpoints. The team could not manually staff around the clock. Same principle, different surface. The brand has to sound like itself everywhere it shows up, including the places no human can be present. The brand that sounds like everyone else's default chatbot is the brand that is slowly, invisibly losing the relationship it spent decades building. Your brand has entered the chat. The question is whether it sounds like you or whether it sounds like the generic, interchangeable, politely forgettable default that every brand using an untuned AI agent is currently deploying at scale into thousands of customer conversations every single day. From yours truly, Josh Pears, thanks for listening. Find more about me at joshpears.com.